Item G. G6. Ordinance to amend 2013-2120. An ordinance adopting the 2014 annual budget for the general fund for the city of Franklin fiscal year 2014 and to approve budget amendments to the 2014 budget.
So moved.
Second.
And for the record, Alderman Mayer has left her chair. There's a motion to approve. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor of the motion to approve the budget amendments signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Good job.
Pollock's.
You have that look on your face.
I thought budget amendments required a roll call vote. Oh. That'd be a question for the city attorney. And the previous amendment that we did under G5 also did not have a roll call vote.
All right, let's go back to G5. And a simple minority. No, it's two-thirds.
Two-thirds.
Yeah. Oh, for that one, sure. Oh, yeah, because she voted out. I got it, yeah. All right, on G6, roll call vote. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Alderman Dandria?
Aye.
Alderman Mayer?
Aye.
Alderman Rona?
Aye.
Alderman Evans?
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt?
Aye.
The vote, motion carries. The vote is 5-4, no against, one absent. All right, we'll go on to G7 then. Ordinance to amend Ordinance 2014-2152, an ordinance adopting the 2015 annual budgets for the Capital Outlay Fund for the City of Franklin fiscal year 2015, approve the budget amendments to that 2015 budget. Is there such a motion?
So moved. Second.
You give up so easily, Mark.
I'll let Doug have one.
Any discussion of the motion? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call the roll. Again, the requirement is two-thirds.
Ben Schmidt?
Aye.
Alderwoman Evans?
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm?
Aye.
Alderman Mayer?
Aye.
Alderman Dandria?
Aye.
Motion carries. Vote is 5-4, no opposed, one absent. Item G8, an ordinance to amend Ordinance 2014-2152. An ordinance adopting the 2015 annual budgets for the General Fund, Capital Outlay Fund, Capital Improvement Fund, Sewer Fund for the City of Franklin for fiscal year 2015, and to approve budget encumbrances from the 2014 as amendments to the 2015 budget. Is there action on this first?
So moved.
Second.
Alderman Willem.
I would prefer to discuss it first.
Got to do it this way. This is the way it's supposed to be done. You need to have a motion on the floor before you can discuss it, but go ahead.
Okay.
It's the way it's supposed to be done.
It's not how we're doing the items most of the night, so we had all that long discussion on the previous one up there before we voted on it, so you can know what you're actually voting on. Okay, I just saw on page 42, Buxton has 25,000 versus 50. Is that correct?
Mr. Mayor, on that particular issue, the purchase order for Buxton was a $50,000 purchase order, but 25,000 of that commitment was paid in fiscal 2014. So that particular portion has been had, and this is the remainder of that commitment, bringing the budget forward so that we have an appropriation to deal with the balance of that first contract.
Which was paid 3 weeks ago. Yes.
Yes.
Okay. On the page 40, it talks about economic development furniture. What is it said? Furniture.
Second row from the bottom.
Page 40, the bottom of the page.
Mr. Deagle.
If the council proceeds or moves it forward with hiring a new economic development director, there will be a need for furniture there. So we put that in our budget, cover that eventuality.
This was appropriated in the 2014 budget to provide some office furniture and equipment for the economic development director. Those funds were not expended, but a purchase order was issued to purchase that equipment. And this brings that appropriation forward for the expenditure when the bills arrive.
Okay. And the front entrance cost, the motion that was made by the council for working on the front entrance of City Hall, is that?
On the front entrance cost, there was no appropriation in the 2014 budget. That is a 2015 budget, and it currently exists as an appropriation in the capital improvement fund in 2015.
Very nicely done on all three points. Thank you very much.
All right, any other discussion of the motion? Seeing none, Madam Clerk.
Alderman Dandria?
Aye.
Alderman Mayer?
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm?
Aye. Correction on the spelling on your sheet.
Alderwoman Evans?
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt?
Aye.
Motion is 5-0 with one absent. Motion passes. Item G9, 2015 Sewer Service Fund Fee Revision.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Discussion? Alderman Wilhelm. Alderwoman Wilhelm.
We're going to increase the rate for everyone because of the sewer that went in. Is that the Ryan Creek or what? It says if the sewer fund were a utility, a regulated utility, the rate would be immediately passed along to the ratepayers. Combining the MMSD rate increase with the local sewerage charge, recommending a rate increase. What has caused the rate increase?
Mr. Ratzenberg.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. On an annual basis, MMSD provides all of the participating communities a cost manual indicating what the cost of service for sewer treatment by MMSD will be for the coming year. By that manual quotes some EPA requirements that the participating communities then increase or adjust their sewer charge for the users of the service for the coming year so that all parties pay an equitable fashion. At the same time, our existing city ordinance allows us to adjust for the cost of providing the service within the city limits of the city of Franklin. So what the staff has done is provide you the cost increase. MMSD's charge is increasing 3.6% for calendar 2015 for Franklin residents. But our own costs have declined based upon our policy, such that the sewer rate increase for the city of Franklin for 2015 is proposed to be 0.3%. And that would be effective January 1st for the quarterly billings that would occur at the end of March if this proposal is accepted.
So what's the per gallon, per 1,000 gallon now?
On a volumetric basis, it's $97.13. It would be moving to $101.77 in the new year.
I'm looking at the motion where it says 11.70.
That's the fixed rate charge for the industrial and those users who are working on a volumetric basis.
I don't know. This thing just keeps going up, and it seems to me like, I don't know. I guess what I'm asking is this related to the interceptor and the cost on that at all? Is MMSD needing to?
MMSD charges are for the cost of processing waste that is presented to them through the sewer pipes. The cost of the pipes and any of the treatment plant facilities are borne by the property tax levy that MMSD provides to participating communities. So these charges are related solely to the cost of treating sewage presented to MMSD by the City of Franklin users.
And if we say no?
We don't have an option on the MMSD charge. That's being required by EPA rules and the fact that we participate. the value of the change here is really the reduction in the charge for the local sewer costs.
Right, that part I'm okay with.
If we don't do this, then our costs, we would actually be reducing our charge even further and potentially impacting the sewer funds operating capital for costs to incur in the future to provide for capital on improvements that we need to service our own community.
I think the answer for me is that the EPA is requiring that, so, and then we offset it, so I think I'm okay with it.
Any other discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G10, report on TIF districts 3 and 4 for calendar 2014. Mr. Rotzenberg, I almost said Patterson.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Okay, you're welcome. Mr. Rotzenberg.
I'll start with the report on TIF District Number 3. This is a district which is located on the north end of 27th Street. This particular district was amended by the Common Council in September of 2013. In which additional parcels were added to the north end of the district, extending it. The purpose of that amendment was such that the cost the city will incur along with the state project to reconstruct the U.S. Highway 41 or 27th Street can all be borne within the cost of this particular TIF district. The district this past year had a growth of nearly $8.5 million of value, which was a 13% increase over the previous year. The total increment in TID 3 for life to date is $72,785,000. The bulk of that increment has come from the NML project and some other residential properties not currently known as Franklin Oaks, the former ICON project. In 2014, the state enacted Act 145. The impact of this particular act was to increase state aids to vocational technical school districts. The impact to the TIF district was to reduce the tax levy by the vocational district, which therefore reduced the Franklin City tax rate. That reduced the revenues to this particular district by as much as $98,000 for calendar 2015, and that will carry forward into the future. So that state act impacts TIDs across the state and this particular TID as we're discussing it. The last remaining project to be completed in this TIF district is the 27th Street project alluded to earlier. That was originally planned for $3.3 million, and cost estimates are still being put together for the work that is actually underway already to bury the utilities and other work that the state will be incurring over the next 2 years. Development has been occurring here slower than what was originally planned, primarily due to the economic activities in the state in the whole country beginning in 2008. The district borrowed $3,330,000 in December of 2014 to help pay for the project costs that are now incurring. Some of those have already been expended. Over $1 million of that has already been expended since that point in time. If the project takes place as anticipated, this particular TIF district would be eligible to close in calendar 2018 by our current estimates. The TIF amendment that was adopted in 2013 does provide for additional incentive to be paid by this district. Should a development proposal come to the city in the district, we would have some $5 million available for project incentives. Should that occur, the district would probably remain open for a number of additional years. The last year that this district can incur any project costs is 2020. 15 years after its project creation, and the TIF district by state statute would be required to close in 2026, although it's not anticipated the district will need to last that long. I'd entertain any questions, if there are some, on this particular report.
Okay.
Then if I can draw your attention to the TIF District number 4. TIF District 4 is an a tax incremental district occurring again along 27th Street. This district is at the south end of 27th Street from South County Line Road, which is the southern boundary of the city, north to just north of Oakwood Road, encompassing the Wheaton Franciscan facility. Only phase one projects have been completed to date. There are two additional projects contemplated in this particular TIF district. TIF District number 4 was also impacted by Act 145. The dollar impact of that was nearly $59,000, and again, that would reduce additional incremental tax increment that's going into this district for the future. The increment that occurred in this district this past year was $4.6 million, an 11% increase over the prior year, and the total increment in the district at this point in time is $43,675,000. That represents about 24% of the original projected increment in this particular district. The district would be eligible to close in 2016 if no additional projects were to take place. Common Council, in its action in early November of 2014, authorized the study of additional activities in this district that is currently taking place. Should that occur and additional project costs incur, this district would be required to complete all projects by 2020, again, 15 years after its creation. The district could remain open until 2025, after which time it must close by state statute there. So, again, no additional borrowings have been incurred by this district. This district currently has an interfund borrowing of $1,238,000. A million of that will be repaid in the current year, with the balance being repaid next year. Again, Mr. Mayor, I'd be happy to entertain any questions if there are some in this district.
Page 62, you can fix your spreadsheet. It says covenant. I should probably say.
I'm sorry, I should say?
Meeting Franciscan rather than covenant. Questions? Motion to place on file?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Thank
item
you,
G11.
Mr.
Thank you, Mr. Rotzenberg. I'm in trouble now. Approval of a job description for Director of Economic Development, Mr. Luberto, or action item?
This job description is coming to you based upon your approval of the position in the 2015 budget, as it was in 2014. The job description went before the EDC, which provided some direction. It then went to the Personnel Committee, which made some suggested changes, which were generally to form and readability, not significantly substantive, other than adding some additional options for desired certificates. The job description is written in a broad manner to incorporate the potential for all aspects of economic development efforts and tasks that are identified in Chapter 4 of the city's comprehensive master plan, which is the economic development chapter. And it's done in that way with the presumption that then the actual detail work from year to year, which can vary, will likely be given to them in the form of annual economic development work plans as prescribed and anticipated by Chapter 4 of your comprehensive master plan. Lastly, one slightly unusual thing is the salary level is listed as to be determined because we're in the middle of a classification and compensation study. This job description will be provided to the consultant who will then use it. So it will be, but so as not to have to wait until that study is done, it will be advertised based upon the budgeted amount as discussed in the council action sheet. If there's any questions?
So the Personnel Committee approved a version of this that was subsequently minorly changed. Minorly, is that a good word? Changed with little impact by the Economic Development Commission. So it's received, in essence, the approval of both commissions.
It's the other way around. The recommendation of the Economic Development Commission then went to the Personnel Committee, and their modifications are incorporated here and listed in your council action.
Alderman Willa.
What aspects of the Economic Development Commission did you add to this? Because while you list Personnel Committee suggestions, you don't have anything about what the Economic Development Commission suggested.
That's because everything else other than what's noted for Personnel was as recommended by the Economic Development Commission. So I didn't identify their changes because the base document was their recommendation. So all of the things they incorporated became the base that went to Personnel.
Right, but what did you put in that the commission recommended? Because we never saw it after our discussion at the meeting. You came to the meeting and presented it. We made suggestions. What did you insert? Because we never saw it after that.
It was emailed to all the Economic Development Commission members as they had requested. So you should have gotten your email at the same day it went on the agenda for the Personnel Committee.
Was it highlighted what you inserted? Or would I had to have done pull it out? Because I'm trying to just determine what was inserted from the Economic Development Commission. Because one of the specific things we said was we wanted to have a little bit more, this person dealing a little bit more with retail. And I was looking for something about that, and I couldn't find that.
Yes, retail was inserted wherever there was a listing provided throughout, where it talks about the nature of the areas that they will work with.
I saw it once in the document that you emailed to me, but I couldn't determine what you had actually put in. So,
for example, you look at page 68, 1, 2. The seventh paragraph down, I'll just give you an example right in the middle there where it talks about make professional recommendations for and presentations on commercial, retail, office, industrial. So at the time I searched for wherever we had those lists, and I added retail into those lists. Additionally, the education and experience section was created to reflect the recommendation of that commission. I would have to go back to my notes, which I didn't bring from that meeting since I just used their recommendation as the base.
Well, this
to identify
the one you identified on page 68 was the only place I found it in the entire document, and that was the one I found in the email that you sent to us. And I was kind of hoping to have a little bit more than just one word inserted to cover that aspect of that. And that's all, the only thing I could find of anything that was discussed at the meeting, and it didn't come back to us. So we didn't have any additional opportunity. So I do have a little bit of concern. I would like it to have a little bit more of that, since that's what the Economic Development Commission desire was on that. I guess on some of the other ones on page 67, item 3, item 3 talks about promoting and marketing city-owned developable properties for sale. What about marketing? We're only going to market city-owned properties? Why does it specifically say city-owned?
It also says private sector.
It says promoting marketing city-owned and then, comma, developable properties for sale and developed by private sector. It says developed by. It doesn't say we're promoting marketing. The way it's worded with the comma in there is we're promoting market city-owned. So can we change that from city-owned to just promoting and marketing developable properties and just remove city-owned?
Yes.
And that would be one of my suggestions to that. And then on page 68, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, the seventh paragraph down where you had noted the word retail was inserted, confer with government officials, business leaders, civic leaders, city planners, city boards and commissions. I guess you can say that the council is a government official, but you could also say so is the county, so is the state. So there's no reference to that in for the council itself. And it would be nice if that was included. Two more paragraphs down from that, by applying typical research methods and satisfying technical and statistical techniques used in economic development work with the mayor and other staff as directed. There again is, there's no council involvement in that. The next paragraph, two down from that, collaborate with and provide direct staff support
Before we move on, let's finish one before we go to the next one.
Okay.
So do you have a suggestion for that paragraph?
Well, on the first one with government officials, I guess, are we clear that means city aldermen or the council or the city council?
I wouldn't believe that it would exclude them, so I don't,
But from an HR perspective, it would not be a problem to specify and say confer with the comma council, comma other government officials, comma business leaders, blah blah blah. So
okay.
To add that would not be problematic.
Okay. And then let's see. The one with the mayor and other staff is directed, insert common council. And then on the collaborate with and provide direct staff support for the Economic Development Commission and serve on or attend and participate in meetings of other boards, commissions, or economic development or planning organizations as directed. But again, the council is not spelled out in that one either. It's just boards and commissions. I would insert the council into that as well.
Ms. Ruberg.
The last two you said, the by applying and collaborate, those both are focusing on their daily work functions. And as a policy board, staff doesn't work with you as a group, as the common council, on their daily work functions. So from the way those are intended to be, where they're working to evaluate and financial ramifications, the evaluation, that's the work they're doing. That's not what they're bringing back to you from a policy perspective. So I don't know that it's, that I would recommend adding it to those two, because as a whole, whether you're listed in individual job descriptions or not, if you go through all of our job descriptions, you won't see the Common Council listed in all the areas where staff are working on your behalf as
policymakers. On this last one, it says support and serve on or attend and participate in meetings of other boards, but it doesn't say to participate in any council meeting.
That's intended to be their work directives, things like the Aerotropolis, that's another board. If you create, it's often that it's not uncommon for you to create, like you did for the Special Task Force on Baseball. So those kinds of things then are already incorporated in their job description. So if you say, Economic Development Director, please do that, it's already in their job description that they're expected to participate in any of these types of events as director.
I know how these things go, though. In the future, someone says, they bring this out and it says, well, it doesn't say I have to be part of this. I've seen this over the years, so I'm just calling it to your attention that someone else in the future might say, well, you know, it doesn't say I have to attend these meetings. You're saying it's a given.
Yeah, because it says as directed, and there'll be two organizations that can direct them. From the CEO administrative perspective, it's the mayor, and from a policy perspective, it's the Common Council.
These, you're coming at it from a different angle. These three, there's actually three of them, just say this person is responsible for those three activities. That's all it says. I think you're reading way too much into it. It just assigns those three organizations, that person to those three organizations. So it does.
Actually, I'm not reading into it because it's not there. I'm trying to insert into it so it is there.
Well, I think what you're trying to add is whatever.
Right, I'm trying to include the council.
I understand that, and I don't have any objection to that.
Okay.
But these three are specific to three organizations. That's it. There's council members on each one of those organizations, so it's more than needs to be. You can put it in there you want, but it's more than it needs to be.
Does it hurt?
I don't think
it
helps.
To clarify?
I don't think it helps. I don't think it hurts, but it sure doesn't help.
How does it hurt?
Because it's more words in a paragraph that's designed to be very specific on saying you're going to be staff support for the EDC, you're going to be executive director to CDA, and you're also going to be responsible for representing staff on 27th Street. That would be like, and again, I'm arguing something that I really don't care about.
Oh,
but I have to make this point. We're making it more difficult than it has to be. This is like going into everybody's job description and saying, and report to the Common Council. It's not needed. But if you want to put it in, go ahead.
And do I still have the floor?
Absolutely.
I've been suggesting this because I am more comfortable with it in there. And if it doesn't hurt and it makes for better clarification, I'm all for that.
I think maybe the better way to do this, since this was acted on formally by two different commissions, the changes ought to be by action.
Okay, would you like me to finish the rest of them?
It was, well, let's back
just
up
to clarify, acted on by two commissions. No, it was brought before the Economic Development Commission. The chair wasn't there. It was kind of walked through for them and not brought back before the committee to make sure they were comfortable with it. So it in my mind, didn't receive full EDC support and approval as stated. So just so you understand the process, that it didn't quite get the venting review that you think it may have. So
let's back up to the first change that was offered, which was in paragraph 7.
No, the first one offered was striking the word city-owned from the second essential and duty item
number
3.
On
page 67.
Is there a motion to strike out of paragraph, out of bullet point 3, strike the two words city-owned? Is there a motion to that effect?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed?
Motion? No.
I'm not going to bother with the roll call. The vote is 5-1. 5-4, 1 opposed. All right, the next change was on confer with government officials to add between the comma after city of government officials, add common council, comma, and then business leaders. Is there such a motion?
I believe she had suggested amending the motion to say confer with the Common Council, comma, other government officials, comma, business leaders, comma.
Okay.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Doug made a motion.
Second.
I'm sorry, let's do it again. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. The next change. I think we're up to, what do you want to do on these three?
Well, I guess I'll live without those. I would prefer they were in. I don't know what my colleagues like, but to me it makes more sense to have, especially the one by work with the mayor and other staff as directed. I would like them to work with the council as well.
So I'm okay with this.
Okay.
Make a motion. We're going to spend all night killing this stuff.
Okay, I'll make a motion to insert work with the mayor and common council and other staff as directed.
Support for that motion.
So moved.
Discussion?
I have discussion.
Alderman Evans.
When you say common council, you mean the common council here at a meeting as a whole, not individual common council?
Correct. The committee or the commission as a whole, too.
I just think we're getting to the point where we're micromanaging in this and not letting our staff take their responsibilities and do their job.
Well, I think it's our job to evaluate the financial ramifications of the issues through TIF. So that's not micromanaging. That's our job. So I might be able to see that in the one below, where you might say, well, we don't need it in here. But in this one, applying typical research and methods and working with us on that, I don't see.
Can
where
we move forward? This one job description has occupied more time on all boards and commissions and this council than any other job description in the history of the city, and I've been around for a lot of them. So
hey,
please,
we've
let's
actually
move
made a lot of progress on this. So don't be so hard on us. We've made lots of progress.
All I'm asking is that we move forward. Let's.
We'll call the question.
I urge you not to do that. I urge us. Let's just vote on it. Call the question requires another vote. Is there support for a call of the question? Second to the call of the question. Seeing none, motion fails. All right. On the motion, any other discussion? Can we have the motion read?
There isn't a motion yet.
There's three separate motions amending each of those things, but there's no motion to adopt the actual job description.
Well, we haven't gotten it.
Life is not this hard.
Right now we were working on the motion to insert common council on the line with the mayor and other staff as directed. That was my motion to insert that, and it was seconded by Alderman Mayor, and the mayor would like us to vote on it.
Well, I'm asking for any other discussion of this particular motion. Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
No.
No.
All right, roll call, please.
Okay, this is to amend paragraph 9 on page 2 to include the wording above common council, correct?
Correct.
I just want to make sure we're...
9, yes, that's correct. I couldn't count that high, I'm sorry.
Alderwoman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderwoman Evans.
No.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
No.
Alderman D'Andrea.
No.
The vote is three ayes, four noes, motion.
No. Three.
Motion three.
Yeah.
See, I can't count that time. Motion is 3-3. Mayor votes no.
Okay. The last one, I think it's the last.
Motion fails.
Is where it says under supervisor responsibilities, it says response may include interviewing, hiring. I would say hiring would be with common council approval. Are you going to just give this person the ability to go out and hire without saying with common council approval?
No one has that authority in the city. Okay. I'm okay with that.
Please insert, my motion would be to insert hiring with common council approval.
I should be taking notes.
And that was my last.
Is there support for that motion? Second?
I'll second.
Discussion? Mr. Roberto.
Hiring, before they could hire anybody, you have to put it in the budget, adopt it, approve it. That's the common council approval that's expected for all hiring. Only the positions specified in Chapter 55 of your ordinance, officers and employees, which are a few department heads like myself and Paul, city engineer, those are the only ones where the hiring is specifically comes back to the common council for approval. Otherwise, by statute and ordinance, the mayor is the CEO and is the appointing authority for all other positions in the budget. So the hiring listed here is if, for example, you create a economic development office and you decide next year to budget a person under them or a secretary, then they've got the authority to move forward with that. So you don't have to rewrite your job descriptions if you then create it. So that would be a very unique and different title than any other job description in the city, and slightly inconsistent with Chapter 55 of your ordinances. So from a structural standpoint, from a human resources structural standpoint, that one is inconsistent.
Clarification. This will be going out for individuals all over the country to read or all over the state to read, correct? And they will know our city ordinance and policy? So my reason was to make it clear to someone who was reading this, they're like, I guess I'm in charge of hiring people if I do this job. So that was my reason, is because this is it's a job application telling people what they're in charge of. It doesn't tell people what our city policy is, but if you put it in there with common council approval, they know right off the bat what it's about. They don't know city policy. They don't know consistency with that. They might not even worked with government before, and that was my only reason.
With all due respect, I believe anyone who would be applying for the job would recognize they would only be able to hire people under the authority of the budget they've been given, and the same kind of wording is in every job description. So the authority to hire, and they know the limitations to it. So I don't think that publication of that is going to convince people that if I'm hired, I can go out and hire whatever staff I want.
Let's vote.
Well, I did offer Alderman Dandrea the floor, so
I'll rescind my motion.
Seconded the motion.
Awesome.
That motion has been rescinded with permission of the second. Anything else, Alderman?
No.
Is there any objection to the withdrawal of the county council?
No.
Seeing none, it's withdrawn. Anything else?
No.
Okay.
Thank you for making it easy.
You have before you a job description with modifications. Is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Any other discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Move on to G12. Authority to engage a consultant to fill the Director of Economic Development vacancy. Mr. LeBert.
At the mayor's suggestion, we had a very successful process in filling our city engineer position using a consultant who has sort of broader access to some markets than we do regularly. That will also be able to speed up the process because consultants do follow a pretty regimented timeline. We've suggested using available appropriations within the budget to engage the consultant to fill the vacancy. We took the motion that was used last time, tweaked it based on the discussion, the council action sheet, and we provided that motion at the end of the council action sheet.
Alderwoman Willem.
So the process, as I understand it, is the mayor would do this first panel of, the mayor, it's recommended that the mayor is going to have this panel, and he's going to be appointing these people. And then they would do an interview with six people. And then out of those six people, it would be narrowed down to three, and then the three would be given to the mayor, and he would make the decision. Is that
Yes.
Is that how that reads?
Recognizing its approximates, because sometimes the consultant might come back and say, hey, you should look at these eight. Similarly, if that panel looked at the eight, they might say, ooh, you really want to talk to these four, or, you know, there isn't a third. You really just want to talk to these two, because nobody else is up to par.
Well, I guess since this is an extremely important position, and the fact that I got barely any retail in the job description, I think, and the council, from the layout that's here, has zero input, zero say-so, zero review, zero interview ability in this. Maybe it would be appropriate for the council to, instead of the mayor selecting the people that sit on the committee, allowing at least the council to have some input on that aspect of it, instead of having zero input on the process at all. And so that would be a suggestion. It wouldn't really interfere. I don't see where, you know, we would be going very far from what's being suggested here, except that way we could be sure the council members are comfortable with the selection committee that the mayor will be part of as well. And we'll do the interviews, and then the mayor still gets the final selection on that. The other part that I'm a little bit uncomfortable is voting on an unknown. I'm fine with the government HR-USA-based process that we did with the engineer, but to just leave it open and an unknown on who we might go for, I'm a little uncomfortable supporting an unknown. I like to know more of what I'm voting on. So is there any particular reason why we can't just use the same service that we use with Glenn? Why is this like open-ended?
As I noted in the council action sheet, I only left it open-ended in case GovHR comes back and says, we're a little busy now, so the price is $30,000. So it gives us some leverage that if they're not giving us a price consistent with what they give us when they competitively submitted a proposal back the last time we did this, then we have the ability to move to one of the other firms. So it just gives us a little leverage. I fully expect that GovHR will do it. If that were a problem for the Common Council, you could limit your authority that if GovHR isn't successfully done within the limitation provided, that we have to come back to the Common Council before we switch to another firm. I left it open-ended with the presumption that you would want us to move forward expeditiously and not have to come back to a subsequent meeting, but that could be...
Who would you have in mind?
Of the two other firms that submitted before and of the ones I know who do it a lot in this area, I would probably go to Springstead, which is a firm that does a lot of these out of Minnesota. They do a lot of work in economic development. They have a regional office here in Milwaukee, staffed by primarily led by a vice president, I believe, their organization.
Well, let's cut this short. Why don't you just insert those three names then, that you have flexibility between three of them, and then we have a better understanding about what we're voting on, and you have the flexibility that you want.
If I'm fine with that motion, if someone makes it.
I just got a comment. For the life of me, Alderwoman, I don't understand why this is such an issue.
It's an issue because you're making it an issue. I'm uncomfortable with voting on an unknown, and I'm giving him complete flexibility to use that and put in here something that we know what we're voting on.
Leave it open. Same as it was for the city engineer. Why are you
upset about just inserting those? I mean, this process.
I just don't understand why this is being so drawn out and painful. It's not that big a deal.
Because I am uncomfortable voting
on. Make a motion.
Wow.
Killing stuff. Because you want to add something. Make a motion.
Because I needed to ask what his process were and who we might do. You know,
fine.
You're making this a lot more painful than it needs to be. I have concerns. I have questions. I'm paid to be up here to represent this constituents and make sure that things are done on a process that I am comfortable with.
I don't object.
I was voted up here to do that.
I don't object.
No one has told me
all
to get off of here and not ask any questions that I'm aware of. So,
I would suggest then after public sector recruitment consultant, if that was the motion you want, you could add the words limited to GovHR USA or Springstead. The third one you submitted, I would not recommend you use. They're too small and too regional for the position you're looking for.
Finding either company, no problem. I just want to move forward.
I would suggest that into the motion. And the only other one is I'd like the council members to discuss the issue about the people are going to be doing the interview. So, Mayor, do you have a selected alder person, an EDC member?
Nope.
How are you, what is your process, and how are you going to go about that? Could you share that with us?
I have no preconceived notions as to any persons other than myself, Mr. Liberta, and Dana. That's it. Everything else, fair game.
Okay. And so at what point and how will the council be notified on who is on that committee? Is it just something you will do, or can we discuss that here now?
Discuss it here now.
Okay.
I have no preconceived notion. It should be someone who's available during the day, however.
The motion was written this way because if the council sort of establishes the committee by their action, then it changes our process because all the meetings have to be published and we can go into closed session for certain things. So it slows down our process. They can't communicate by email. So
I'm not asking that we have this council. I'm asking that we know who these members are so we have an understanding of that. So CDA member, do you have a recommendation?
I don't. Make some phone calls, but I don't.
Okay. EDC member?
Doesn't matter to me. Someone who will provide input would be important, but I have preconceived notions.
An alder person?
No idea.
And so I guess that's what I was just wondering. How will the council know who makes up the deciding team?
Well, someone from the council can raise their hand and say, "I want to do this." But
right.
Again, you got to be here.
I want to do this
during the day.
I want to do it also.
There you go.
Well, I can be the EDC member, and she can be the.
Then we got a problem with open meetings. Yeah. Alderman Mayor.
What happened to the idea of having? If you're committing to solicit the panel, what happened to the idea of the Common Council soliciting the panel? Coming up with I thought that idea was being thrown around.
Mr. City Attorney.
What Mr. Liberta was saying, if it's under the open meetings law, a formally constituted subunit created by the Common Council of the Common Council would be subject to the open meetings law. So every time an interview took place or whatever, by this subunit, public notice, et cetera, would have to go out. And if there was a confidential aspect to the interviews, they have to enter closed session, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. All of them.
What's the difference between Common Council soliciting a panel, or I guess when I say soliciting the panel, I mean deciding on who makes up the panel and the mayor making up who makes up the panel?
Because somebody's going to say that Common Council created the panel.
The open meetings law requires if you guys establish a committee, commission, board, then it's subject to those open meetings rules. If the mayor does. For example, when the prior mayor established the task force to look at the development ordinances in our application processes, those meetings didn't have to be agendaed because it was he was just acknowledging a staff work group, even though it involves some people outside of the city. But if you guys had done that, open meetings rules apply. So, but we recognize that the board would want to be aware what he was doing and want to know that there was outside involvement, so he's committed to it in writing and at the meeting, and suggested it be incorporated in the motion, acknowledging that you guys agree his commitment to involve these other parties and not just run off and hire somebody on his own is supportive. If you wanted as a board to have that process, establish who's going to be the panel, and have it subject to these to open meetings rules, it can be done. It just slows the process down, and we thought you'd want to move quicker, so we've done it we've suggested it be done in this manner because we thought it achieved all those purposes.
Mr. City Attorney.
And I'm not a labor counsel or an HR person, but when I read that, my simple thought was solicit interested candidates, and out there in the real world, you might get 100, but if somebody knows that it's going to be at a public meeting and their identity is disclosed before it gets down to the final five, which are public information in terms of records, they might not apply. And you might end up with 50 candidates instead of 100.
By setting up as two-stage with the group having six or more, we can remain confident, keep confidentiality of the people who apply. There's an attorney general opinion that says even if you exceed the six or more, which is the number listed in the statute, but it's your final group, you still have to make them public record. So by having a two-step process, having the first group six or more, we are able to ensure confidentiality of that group through that stage. Once there were three, it would become a matter of public record who those three names were being forwarded, if anyone asked for them.
Alderman Schmidt.
While back, we did reach the point where you had made a modification to that one motion. I think that we need to vote on that before we start going on to these other...
Since nobody's made a motion yet, if somebody wants that, they can just incorporate that limited to GovHR USA or Springstead at that time, and that would be the motion. Right now, it's just a suggestion for discussion. I don't believe you have a motion.
No, that's what I thought. I would make that motion.
I'll second it.
Clearly specify the motion, please, for a clerk. Yeah, would you read it back, please? So I can understand it. You made me say that, didn't you?
Alderman Schmidt moved to support.
You know, we're doing employee reviews here.
The mayor's commitment to establish a panel to perform the first round of interviews for an economic development director and to authorize the mayor and the city clerk to execute a professional services agreement with a public sector recruitment consultant, GovHR USA or Springstead, for the purpose of conducting a national search for an economic development director for an amount not to exceed $22,000, including advertising costs but limited to and using available appropriations in the general fund economic development personal services portion of the 2015 budget, seconded by Alderman Mayer.
That's my motion.
That's what you said.
Kristen, you said
No.
You're okay with that? Any other discussion?
Only the other point about I wasn't understanding how the alderman would be selected since I have two interested.
I may have more.
You may have more.
Okay. I will let everybody know. Because I did it the last time, I'll do it this time. I have no secrets, I have no agendas, I have nobody in mind. Any other discussion?
I wish you did have something in mind, because then I would know the answer to my question. So that's where I've left hanging, is the unknown.
Yeah, okay. Any other discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion carries. Item G5.
Oh, I'd like to make a motion. On 13.
Let's go back and clean up G5 first. Alderwoman Mayor, we need to do a roll call on G5. The ordinance specifies 2/3 majority, and it has to be a roll call, so we need you in the room.
You left the room.
Okay, is there... take a roll call on the motion to approve G5. The first one, which is the motion to adopt and amend the ordinance.
Which was moved by Alderman Mayor.
Alderman Mayor made the motion. Alderman Schmidt seconded it. So, Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Alderman D'Andrea.
Aye.
Alderman Mayor.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderwoman Evans.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderwoman Mayor.
Aye.
Motion is approved 6-0. Okay, now on to G13.
No, wait, we got the second motion on the G5.
That doesn't require that.
Fine.
Good try.
Just a point of clarification.
Sure.
Alderman Mayor, this is when she voted no on originally, right?
No.
That's okay, thank you. For the 13th?
Well, let me announce it first. Recommendation to annul or discharge the 2013 task force to address duties and job descriptions for economic development staff.
So moved.
Second.
Which option?
I was hoping to have the floor because I raised my hand.
I'm going to try to conform us with the way Robert's Rules of Order really wants us to do this in all actions in the future, whereby you make a motion, then you discuss.
True.
That's the way it's supposed to be. And we've been flying by the seat of our pants and doing it improperly, so I'm trying to move us towards that. No offense, but that's the way you're supposed to.
I hoped you would recognize me as...
Well...
Jumped
I don't have a motion on the floor. Do I have a motion on the floor? Alderman Wilhelm. You got to jump in. That's the way we've always done it. Just go for it.
Well, I had raised my hand before we even were on agenda.
But I was looking down reading because...
And I said I would like unlike, to make a motion.
Unlike Alderwoman
a motion
Mayor,
to,
I don't have eyes on
all, in its entirety, the motion to form a citizen task force on economic development staffing and duties as previously approved on the June 4th, 2013, item G11, based upon, and I'm changing it, the deadline expiration. End.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? Mr. City Attorney.
I had a very brief discussion before yesterday evening's meeting on this Robert's Rule scenario. For whatever it's worth, I didn't find the time today really get into detail, and I don't buy that Robert's procedural rules of order govern how a board or commission created by a common council may be ended, disbanded, dissolved, whatever, and if it's confined only while they didn't do the job or meet a deadline. In futuro, if the common council decides that a non-statutory board, which common council could not dissolve, should be dissolved for a reason. I think the common council does that on a simple majority vote. Just for the record, so this is not precedent where I could give you all kinds of hypotheticals. What if the common council didn't put a deadline on it and the task force decided it liked what it was doing and it wanted to continue doing that for 4 or 5 more years, but the common council wanted to hire an economic development director. Oh, it would take a 2/3 vote. We're not reaching the 2/3 superman. Just for the record, for future purposes.
So is my motion appropriate, or should I tweak it?
Curtain number two.
I would just simply recommend...
I made my statement
for the record.
Yeah.
So
I don't disagree with the statement, but the alderman who had made that motion that was originally adopted asked me to make sure that this was cleaned up after the adoption of the job description. So I knew Jesse was very busy, so I went right to the Robert's Rules book and found out the two options to, according to that book, redo it without bothering Jesse. But I would agree with Jesse for the record. don't consider the action precedence any, but it does efficiently get rid of it to make sure nothing else in that very long half-page motion needs to be worried about.
Alderman Mayer.
Just curious, who was that alderman?
It was me.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion passes by unanimous consent. So there we go. Item G14, are we looking for something tonight, Mark?
Yes.
Class and comp. Well, we should determine communities to drop or add. I think that would be appropriate to help along.
Yes.
I would suggest just going with the consultant's recommendation, but it's your decision.
I would make that motion.
And I would second it.
Okay. Any discussion?
To that end, note that the consultant will address municipalities. Staff did point out that we should include North Shore Fire.
So did your motion include that?
Yes.
And
yes, it does.
The good alderman of the second is nodding up and down.
For in futuro, yes.
In futuro, there we go. All right, motion on the floor to accept the consultant's recommendation of communities to study in addition to the North Shore Fire Department. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Do we need anything else?
Just one other thing. There was discussion at the end of it that if aldermen have any questions, further questions on the philosophy or structure, so that you'll be able to make a decision at your first meeting in March. What I would suggest is if you could give me the questions by Monday, then we will be able to prepare a written answer for distribution in advance of that. The consultant will be out of the country for a period of time in between now and then, so that gives us time to get the answers, get the questions, put answers together, and have them distributed in time for that meeting. So I would request that you provide me any questions. An email is easiest so I don't miss them, and by the end of next Monday.
That's for the April meeting?
Yeah, and then what we'll do is we'll put that decision on establishing the philosophy and any guidance on the structure for the first meeting in April.
And again, those pay structures were step structures, which is what we've been doing, where everybody gets a step. They get to the top of the range, which doesn't happen often, then you move the range or fire the person.
And also, if anyone wants to come in and discuss it and just bounce, you know, go through it again, I'm happy to spend that time myself with anyone.
So is that different than open range?
Range defines the pay structure. Yes, it's the same.
Okay.
So there's one steps where you get steps and everybody gets 3%, you have the steps and off you go. The other one is totally merit based, where you define a program whereby somebody makes a judgment call within a budget amount as to the performance of the individual and what percentage increase or decrease they may get. And then there's the middle one, the hybrid. So,
and that hasn't been determined yet.
That's for all of you to have input and think about and ask Mark questions and move forward.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes, sir.
On that note, I would be interested to know what your department heads feel about that. Would they be comfortable with wide open merit badge range, merit pay range, or would they prefer the steps? And just in your discussions and with your department heads as we move on, nothing tonight.
I did expect also, as your human resources director, provide you a written recommendation from myself, but I'm also happy to sort of go through all of this with the department heads as well and bring back a consensus recommendation from them to include with any recommendation I provide you. And then you'll have the consultant's guidance, department head suggestions, and my recommendation.
Understand that, well, first of all, let me back up. There was a meeting with all department heads, and Mr. Liberta, I couldn't be there because I was at the other meeting. So I can't give you my own independent view of what they think.
No, I wasn't asking for it tonight.
Okay.
We don't have to make these decisions tonight. I'm just saying as we approach the discussions on that, as this body decides, it would be interesting to me to know what your department heads feel, just a consensus of that or something.
Okay. let me give you my philosophy, though, and broad brush approach, just real quickly. First of all, everybody has to take my view as somewhat different than, I think, everybody at the table. Because in essence, I eat what I kill.
It shows.
See, I'm good at my job, right? See, I turned that one back on you. I get a small salary, and then I make commission. So I truly eat what I kill. That's totally different, and that point of view is totally different than a municipal government structure. So likewise, although I understand it, it frustrates me to have a step and everybody gets the same. And having said that, I understand that the staff, specifically department heads, and then staff, are going to have a difficult time if we move towards a merit-based system. We haven't been good as a city in doing evaluations, employee evaluations. We're doing them this year. It's rather informal for the department heads because that's the way I am, but the individual employees, we haven't done a good job training our department heads on how to do them, what to look for, that kind of thing. If we go to a merit-based system, it's going to be a phase-in because the department heads don't know how to do it or haven't been trained in a uniform system to make it happen. So we need to consider the ramifications, but more importantly, we need to consider which is the best for long-term growth of the city, growth of our employees, and management of our budget.
What happens when you have a person who's stuck in a position who their boss just can't get along with and they can never get a good recommendation and they can never move up?
We have all wonderful employees who are all excited about their job. But in the off chance...
I'm not talking about the employees. I'm talking about their bosses. If they have a particular one that they just don't see eye to eye. I mean, there's
right.
personality conflicts that happen all the time, as you
right.
know.
You think?
Yeah.
Actually, first I need to speak in support of our management and our employees. They're all wonderful people, and they all do very hard work.
But they change.
Correct.
Time.
And also there's degrees of wonderfulness.
Mm-hmm.
And there's also degrees of management skills. There is a system in place. There is it's not grievance, it's... Our civil service manual has a procedure if you feel that you're wronged by your department.
And the handbook has a specific complaint process where you can do, where if you had something like that, you could bring it forward. Importantly, you may recall Joellen Earle, who was here yesterday, pointed out that as you move forward with the evaluation system, you do have to have one person, although I know some communities who use a small committee of management, who evaluates all of the performance evaluations done to make sure that there's consistency. And it's that process where you can pick out the person who's getting bad reviews, but the comments aren't there, the work plan isn't there to say how the person can get better next year. And so you can, if you do have that person or group evaluating and making sure you've got consistency across your city, You can pick those things up. And she had pointed out that that's an important aspect of any performance management system.
And in my own experience, in my evaluations in past lives of employees, my employees would complain because my evaluations were much more strict, tough, and graded lower than my counterparts in other offices. Now, how they got to know that, I don't know, but my office is always seem to do better than everybody else. So, yeah. But the net of that was that my boss, who I reported to, looked at the evaluations and said, Steve's obviously tougher than the other guys. So we got to even that out. And so that there is a procedure for that. Mr. LeBron.
And just briefly to emphasize what you said, as far as... you know, we do have department heads who regularly do them. A lot of them done. They haven't been done for every employee every year, and we do have some different forms and processes. So what we anticipate is we move into a new compensation plan, you will have more consistency and uniformity. That's what we need to train. And then we need to have a new tool that matches the compensation and classification system that's been developed. The tools we currently have were based upon a system developed in the 90s and bought by the city. So that's what will happen if a new pay plan is adopted. We'll work on those in that first year and a half.
Okay, so we don't need anything further on that. Let's move to I-1. Alderman D'Andrea, I'm sorry, H1. Looking at I-1, meant H1, licenses.
The licensing committee would like to make the following recommendations. Class A combination to Quick Trip Inc. Approved subject to inspections. New operator Kayla Fleury, hold for appearance. New operator Shane Jasky approved. New operator Kyle Haley, hold for appearance. Marie Willett, new operator approved. And Vanessa Wisney, new operator approved.
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Item I-1, at your place, there's a revised vouchers list. Is there a motion approving net general checking account city vouchers in the range of 155556? I think I got all the five. Through 155718, the amount of $866,991.03, dated February 13th through March 2nd.
So moved.
Second.
Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Alderman D'Andrea?
Aye.
Alderman Mayer?
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm?
Aye.
Alderwoman Evans?
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt?
Aye.
Alderwoman Mayer?
Aye.
Motion is approved 6-0. Is there a motion approving the net payroll dated February 20th, 2015, the amount of $351,408.21 in payments of the various payroll deductions in the amount of $371,275.53 plus any city matching payments?
So moved.
Second.
Madam Clerk.
Alderwoman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderwoman Evans.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman D'Andrea.
Aye.
Motion is approved 6-0. Is there a motion approving the net payroll dated March 6th in the amount of $334,235.95 in payments and various payroll deductions in the amount of $186,082 plus any city matching payments?
So moved.
Second.
Well, let's give that to Danny Boy.
Alderman D'Andrea?
Aye.
Alderman Mayer?
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm?
Aye.
Alderwoman Evans?
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt?
Aye.
Alderwoman Mayer?
Aye.
Motion is approved 6-0. Is there a motion approving property tax refunds and settlements in the range of 14845 through 14846 in the amount of $441,375.23 dated February 13th through February 26th.
So moved.
Second.
Madam Clerk.
Alderwoman Mayer?
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt?
Aye.
Alderwoman Evans?
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm?
Aye.
Alderman Mayer?
Aye.
Alderman D'Andrea?
Aye.
The motion passes 6-0. Is there a motion approving the net general checking account city vouchers 155719 in the amount of $144?
So moved.
Second.
Madam Clerk.
Alderman D'Andrea?
Aye.
Alderman Mayer?
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm?
Aye.
Alderwoman Evans?
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt?
Aye.
Alderwoman Mayer?
Aye.
Is there a motion to go home? Oh, I'm sorry. Motion passes 6-0. Is there a motion to go home?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
No.
Madam Clerk, please